The next week, Bill and Sue finally got married in a quiet little ceremony in Texas. Sue's dress had a few patches on it, and she did look a little thin, but nobody cared. Bill just hoped that Sue was done riding Lightning, and she was. Sue had had her one ride. That was all she wanted. After the wedding, the bride and groom changed into their regular clothes. They climbed back onto their own horses. Then, side by side, the newlyweds rode off into the sunset to share many more adventures. Sue's parents waved goodbye, wiping their eyes and feeling both sad and proud. Then Sue's mother noticed a brown paper sack stashed behind the live oak tree. She looked into the sack and frowned. It was the metal bustle from Sue's wedding dress, but it was all dented. Sue's mother closed the paper sack and replaced it behind the tree. "I think we'll just leave well enough alone," she said. Author's note: The legend and the truth. Tall tales are stories that have been told many times. With each retelling, these tales often become wilder and wilder. Many tall tales were created when this country was young, and their creators loved to stretch the truth. Some of the characters in tall tales, such as Pecos Bill, were invented to highlight qualities that people admired. A character's skills were often tied to a particular region of the country. Tall tales about characters like Slewfoot Sue were based on real women such as Prairie Rose Henderson. Henderson was a cowgirl who enjoyed wearing wild costumes. One photograph shows her wearing boots and bloomers beneath a skirt decorated with ostrich feathers.